puzzled until suddenly it dawned on me. It's the Envy building. Come live in the Envy. You'll be the envy of everybody in North Hollywood. The Envy machine grinds on. Hello, welcome to the show.
Aprendi a não brincar com fogo. Também quero ser feliz de todos. Se a rima escapulir, eu não morro. Faço samba mesmo assim. Abro duro, não vou chorar a dor dos outros. Vim pra cantar meu samba. Não vou chorar a dor dos outros. Vim pra sambar meu samba torto. Laê, 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 laê. Aprendi a não brincar com fogo. Também quero ser feliz de todos. Se a rima escapulir, eu não morro. Faço samba mesmo assim. Ah, no duro, não vou chorar a dor dos outros. Vim pra sambar meu samba torto. Não vou chorar a dor dos outros, vim pra
From the home of the Envy Machine, from the home of the homeless, I'm Harry Shearer, welcoming you to Santa Monica in this week's edition of Le Show. Hey, guess who is using a private email server to do government business? No, not her. President Trump. President Trump. No, not President Trump. President Trump's Voter Fraud Commission. According to ProPublica, earlier this month, a lawsuit and media reports revealed that the commissioners were using private emails to conduct public business. And Commission Co-Chair Chris Kobach confirmed this week most of them are continuing to do so because nobody minds. It never raises a fuss when that happens. Experts, quoted by ProPublica, and you know who those guys would be, experts say the commission's email practices do not appear to comport with federal law. That's a nice way of putting it. Quote, the statute here is clear, says a lawyer and former director of litigation at the National Archives. Essentially, he said the commissioners have three options. They can use a government email address. They can use a private email address but copy every message to a government account. Or they can use a private email address and forward each message.